Night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, and the hand of God in all my life I see, and the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the sin. Once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace to sleep. Now the comforter of my everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul. Of the world they take and we, long ago I gave them up and instantly all my night is turned to day, all my burdens go away. Now the abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk through, for the comforter abides. Third verse, he is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, just as free, for my spirit has control. more time. Let me really hear you.
He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. I'm rejoicing by the way as I walk. For the comfort abides with me.
Praise the Lord. Happy He abides. Are you? He abides. Welcome to Stillwater Camp again.
This is the year of Jubilee. Oh, and the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see. Oh, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of Jubilee.
Oh, this is the year, this is the year of Jubilee. When the lame, when the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, and the Lord, yes, shall set the captives free.
This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year, this is the year.
This is the year of Jubilee, of Jubilee.
Oh, when the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, oh, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of Jubilee.
Shalom, 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 Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Shalom, shalom, shalom,
shalom, shalom, shalom,
Jerusalem.
One more time. This is the year. This is the year. This is the year. We've heard the gospel trumpet
of Jubilee.
When the lame shall walk, and the blind
shall see,
when the Lord shall set the captives free.
This is the year.
If the trumpet has set you free, one more time. This is the year. This is the year. Hallelujah. Of Jubilee, of Jubilee.
When the lame shall walk,
and the blind shall see,
and the Lord
shall set the captives free.
This is the year.
One more time. If you heard the duck honk, this is the year. This is the year. Hallelujah. Of Jubilee.
When the lame
shall walk, and the blind
shall see,
and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of Jubilee. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him anew. I will celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I will celebrate,
I will celebrate,
and sing unto the Lord.
Oh, I will sing to Him anew.
I will celebrate, I will celebrate, and sing unto the Lord.
Oh,
I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
If you have a need, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah, my provider, my provider, yes,
His grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient. One more time, Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Celebrate,
I will celebrate.
Sing unto the Lord, oh, I will sing to him a new song. Celebrate,
I will celebrate.
Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to him a new song. Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Seated. It's wonderful to be here in the presence of the Lord. Do you feel his presence? There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. We're going to have a wonderful time today. I'd like to welcome everybody and our visitors, and you in Tucson, you in California, New York, Texas, and around the world on this telephone hookup, where we believe every word of this message is thus saith the Lord. We believe that. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you proud you believe that? Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I'd also like to welcome all of our special campers and visitors for Stillwater Camps and their family. How many of you here are for the camp? Children and your families, stand up. I like for you to stand up. Everybody see ya. Well, welcome. God bless you. Everybody look them over real good, because when you see them next week, it's going to say, what happened to you? I was in the presence of the pillar of fire. Our brother Samuel is not here this morning with us. We'd like to remember him in prayer. And Sister Robin, she's been sick all weekend, running a high fever. And he said that, man, I didn't want to come there and get you sick, Brother Joseph. She got a fever. Don't have to worry about that. But we want to remember Sister Robin, Brother Samuel, and all their family. I know that he's on the hookup listening in the living room. I hear you singing, amen. Bless you. Well, we miss him. We love him, and I thank the Lord for him. You know, I don't get much of a chance to brag on him. He's always on me, but I thank the Lord for Brother Samuel, for his family. Praise the name of the Lord. Father truly sent him and their family this way, and I thank the Lord for him. Today, something extraordinary is going to be given to us from God. We believe that we are that super royal seed of Abraham that God promised that would raise up. He said that was in the end time. I love how he says, and this is not the royal seed, the super. We're the super royal seed of Abraham. And have that true royal seed of Abraham revelation, that end time faith, rapturing faith, that is going to take us to get out of here. We're Abrahamites. Amen. Amen. Oh, no. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I'm an Abrahamite. Praise the Lord. I'm proud of that. Today, the same Lord Jesus that read the first part of the scripture of Isaiah 61, and then he stopped. He put down the scripture. He put down the scrolls, and he proclaimed to the people that were there that day. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your very eyes. And he said, I will reveal myself again. He said, and that as it was in the days of Sodom, so will it be that I will come again and reveal myself to you in human flesh. He said, exactly like I did back there on the day of Sodom. And I promise you in that flesh that I would reveal myself to you. That I would be, it would be the Son of Man revealing himself, living and dwelling in flesh. And I'll stand before you and say, this day, June 16th, 2019, this scripture, Luke 17:30, is fulfilled before your very eyes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. That's exactly what we feel and what we believe. Oh, we're going to have a wonderful time. Now, Satan's main job today is to make you doubt that. Or at least some portion of that. It'll be so close. It'll deceive the very elected, if it was possible. So it has to be close. So you've got to doubt a portion of that. And he's got a lot of scarecrows out there to scare the bride of Jesus Christ and the scare people that are out there. And one of them is them tape people, they're just a bunch of deity believers. You heard that one? If you ain't, it's out there. They're just a bunch of deity believers. They just worship a man. You lying devil. Worship no man. Amen. We worship Jesus Christ only. Amen. You want to hear what we believe? There is only one place that God puts his name, and that's not in a church, but in Jesus. There is only one place of worship, only one place that you are received, and that is in the beloved Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby being saved. No church, no creed, no nothing. Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we believe. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me see. But we do have a revelation of the word. There's more that goes to that. Which is the Son of Man revealing himself in flesh again. He says, and we worship the God that was in that man. For that is the very revelation of this message. Amen. You must worship the God that was in that man. Amen. Not the man, the God in the man. The revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. But there's another very deceiving spirit that is out there. And it says, you people just put too much on Brother Branham. Heard that one? It's there. It says that you people, we just believe in Jesus Christ. You put too much on him. He's just a man. But we just believe in Jesus Christ. I believe I've heard that remark before. You want to hear what the prophet of God says about that? It's not a worship of angels. It's God sending his ministering spirits in the church to minister to the people. There's no flesh that can glorify God. If anybody could glorify it, it would have been Jesus. But he said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Amen. Glory. What they said? We believe God. Amen. He said, if you believe God, then also believe me. Now, when the angel come to your servant here, Brother Branham talking about himself, he said, the angel of the Lord coming from the presence of the Lord. So let's just get straight who that is. If you get the people to believe you, now there's the hard part. If you get the people to believe you, how many believes God? Praise the Lord. All of you do, don't you? You believe Christ? You believe in the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Now, that's not the question tonight. I'm glad you do that. That makes you a Christian. But that is not what I'm trying to get to you. Oh, mercy. What I'm trying to get to you. I'll get to that when I make my altar call. Ooh, are you listening? You must believe them first. If you're not in contact with them, you'll never know this. So you got to know them first, but then you got to be in contact with this. Now listen, but as much as you believe them, you still got to believe that I'm telling you the truth, and what I say is the truth. We believe it. This day, you not only have to believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, you got to believe everything he said is the truth.
Amen.
That's what he just said. Now, because of that, here is the number one deceiver of the day. Just like he did in the beginning, so to Eve, so does he today. He's a lot smarter, he's a lot shrewder, but it's the same one. It's to make you doubt. That's his job, is to make you doubt that every word is not the word of God. That's his job. He said that this message has mistakes in it. Thus, it cannot be your absolute. It's got mistakes in it. It can't be your absolute. So then some man or some group of men can tell you by their interpretations what is and what isn't the word. It is what they say. They say the message is secondary to their ministry. Huh. Did Brother Branham make mistakes? Absolutely. He was a man. He was a man. He said he did. He makes mistakes. He's born in sin, shaped in iniquity. He was a man. He said, only God's word has no mistakes. Is that what he said? But he also said, God's prophets make no mistakes. Like God himself, quote, God stayed with him, Moses, in his mistakes. He held his commission up. No matter what Moses done, it was Moses's office God respected. He was a prophet. Amen. So no matter what Moses did, God stuck with him. If it is thus saith the Lord or not thus saith the Lord. Was it thus saith the Lord when that prophet called out them she bears? They came, didn't they? God had to honor the word. When Moses struck the rock, God told him to speak to it. He struck it. You critics that are standing there and say, see, that's not thus saith the Lord. I ain't believing that nonsense. Then don't drink it and die. Yeah. People to believe you is the very core of this message. Amen? Amen? It's the very commission that God give. God commanded his angel to tell his bride for this day. He said, if you get the people to believe you, period. That's the commission. That's what the angel of the Lord said to him. You know, I explained it to Brother William back here. Come here. Sorry, it's like, Jesus standing here and tells me, he says, you believe every word that man says. And then he walks off. And then credit comes and says, yeah, I know, but he only meant when he said, thus saith the Lord. God told me to believe whatever he says. I believe it. It doesn't matter. I believe what God told me to do. Being visualized, the Lord telling you that in flesh, telling you, oh, this is my prophet, just believe what he says and walks off, because that's all that he said. And then somebody come and tell you, it's like, well, you shouldn't believe that. Well, I don't know, and it's got mistakes and everything else. It's like, you know what? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He didn't say just when he said, thus saith the Lord. He didn't say that. He didn't say, just say, thus saith the Lord. Then I'll send you a group. And then they will tell you what is and what isn't, thus saith the Lord. What you should believe and what you shouldn't believe. I don't believe the commission said that. This message was vindicated by the pillar of fire. And he said this message, this prophet, was God's word for this day. We just believe it. We just believe it. Praise the name of the Lord. It is really that simple. At the end of many of the messages that Brother Branham, that we know that he spoke, Brother Branham said, if what I said today, if God doesn't vindicate this to be the truth, then don't believe none of it. I don't recall him saying, now, I didn't mean where I didn't say, thus saith the Lord. Now, you don't have to believe that. He said, what I said, you believe it. He didn't put no comma. What I said, you believe it, period. Not only where I said, thus saith the Lord, but every word. But Brother Branham said himself, this is just my thoughts. This is my idea. It's not God. It's the human side of me. It's not thus saith the Lord. That's true. And that's been pointed out to me by many ministers. Brother Branham said, this is just me, and I couldn't. He said that about Martin Luther King, but he didn't say that that was thus saith the Lord. That was just him saying that. It was just him. It's true. Brother Branham did say that. So we've established, according to them, if it's not thus saith the Lord, we don't have to take it. If it's not thus saith the Lord, or what they say, that's the human, the man side, his thoughts, his ideas. The Bible is our absolute, not this message. You heard that one? Okay. Praise the Lord. If it's not true, then you better take this out of the Bible. Ooh, that's going to hit. This is the Apostle Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 7:12. To the rest speak I, not the Lord. What? What? Let's just throw that out. That ain't thus saith the Lord. That's Paul. So Paul says, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. Then according to them, that it clearly isn't thus saith the Lord. That's Paul's thoughts, his human thoughts, because he said it's Paul. That's him, what he believes, what he thinks. We don't have to have that. We don't have to believe that part. So you unbelievers, if you got a wife that's unbeliever, just leave her. Divorce her, because that's not the word. It's the word of God. Yes. It's thus saith the Lord. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And so is every word on the tapes. Thus saith the Lord. We believe it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Let's listen to what that angel messenger, what he said. That the absolute was. I know you know this quote, but we're going to hear it again. Now, I'm not trying to usurp authority or something like that, but you see, a man or anything with two heads to it, it doesn't know how to go. God never did have two heads to his church. He never did. It's one head. He always dealt in every generation, as we've studied through the scripture, there's always one individual that he deals with. Because you get two men, you got two opinions. And it's got to come to one final absolute. One. And my absolute is the Word, the Bible. And as a pastor here at the church, my absolute is the Word. Now, I want to make sure we got this right. He just said his absolute was the Word, the Bible. But then he continues to say, but I know our brothers, you kind of look to me to be your absolute. Amen. That's the prophet talking. You may be seated. God, speaking through his prophet, made that statement. You look to me to be your absolute. I look to the Lord. He said, as Paul said in the scriptures, you follow me as I follow Christ. Praise the Lord. That's exactly what we're doing, just as God has commanded. following him as he followed Christ. Because we believe that the message, the Bible, the word, and the tapes are all exactly the same. Amen. It is our absolute. Praise the name of the Lord. And here is the word that clinches the nail to me. For the true royal seed of Abraham know without a shadow of a doubt what we're doing, what we believe is the word of God for our day. He says, this was Moses, and you know this one too, speaking to Israel after he had vindicated by God, by the pillar of fire, and knowed he was proven to be God's servant to lead them out. And before they went into the land, before they entered, Moses said, now the words that I have spoken to you, I call heavens and earth to witness against you. If you add one little thing to it, or take one word from it, you'll not stay in the land where God has given you. So say I, in the name of Jesus Christ, don't you add one thing, don't you take and put your ideas to it, you just say what's on those tapes. Amen. You just do exactly what the Lord has commanded to do. Don't add to it. Stay with the tapes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled for us. Wonderful is this word. How perfect it is. You know, that is the revelation. Man puts reasonings to it, their ideas, their thoughts. Well, he said this and he said that. He just said to believe it. They complicate it. Then who am I going to believe? Who's the authority? Who corrects God's prophets? No one. Only God. He said he speaks lip to ear to his prophets. He's the one that does it. How can we judge? How can, well, the Holy Spirit on me tells me this is? Two ministers don't even agree with one another. God's prophet said they didn't. Two people don't. We know that. So how can I? Makes it too confusing. I just believe it. Explain it, Brother Joseph. It's revelation. I can't explain it to you. But I'll believe it in the depths of my heart. And then once you see it, you see nothing else. And everything else is cannon fodder. But it's to get you to doubt. And this last week had been so strange to think that that's in the mainstream and a lot of the ministry to believe those things. We're just not making up something here. Many of you are privy that you hear it. A lot of you, praise God, that you're isolated. You know what? I just listen to the tapes. You know what it is when you say that these tapes are secondary to the ministry. Now, you're tape people. So, number one to us is the tapes. Amen? Number two is the ministry. Doesn't matter. Tapes are first to us. It's tapes. So, truly, I ain't got time to listen to their tapes. I'm going to listen to the tapes, this message. So, with us, if our number one is the tapes and I ain't got time, then if you teach the people and say the ministry is number two and the ministry is number one and the tapes are number two, they ain't got time for the tapes. It's called the seed of discrepancy. When you get anybody to disbelieve or to say this message is second, greater, higher, equal than God's prophet, it's the seed of discrepancy. Amen. It can't be. No one judges a prophet. No one corrects his word. This is and this isn't. What a mess. They want to go back to the age behind us. We're in the eagle age. We're the super royal seed of Abraham. We hear God's voice. Praise God. I'm so thankful to have that revelation today, to believe it from the depths of my heart. And once you hear it, you cannot hear nothing else. That's all that you hear. And you're going to hear it in abundance today. Just as Jesus stand before him, how was he? He stood before all the people, read the scriptures that said who that he was, to tell them this day, this scripture is fulfilled before their very eyes. The same thing takes place today, in our very day, in our very time. To read the scriptures, this day, this scriptures, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is right before our very eyes. The very message of the hour, the very core, don't doubt. There's only two things, and that's young people that are in camp. That's what camp is about this year. It is that we're moving on. We're just moving on. It's the time. I don't want to be awed in my ear. I'm set free. I don't have to listen to nothing but this word. And you don't have to worry about, man, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm running around, I'm doing drugs, I'm looking at bad things, I'm saying bad things and everything else. Get this message, the Lord Jesus, in your heart. Get the revelation of God in this day, and that'll all go away. Amen. You don't have to worry about that. No. God can, Satan can defeat you on those things. We're human flesh. We make mistakes. He just said that make mistakes. He did things and everything else. You're going to make mistakes. But when it comes to this message and the revelation of this message, there are no mistakes. And you can't make that mistake. You got to decide that it is the voice of God for this day. You can't doubt it. You can't add to it. You can't take it away from it. You can't add reasoning to it. You got to believe it. Every word of it. If you don't, then you've lost the revelation. Sorry. That is. You heard. You've got to believe them. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus. You got to believe in the Holy Spirit. You got to believe that. But then you got to believe what I'm telling you is the truth. Amen. Are you going to throw that out and say, well, that wasn't under inspiration? The word of God. And we've got the revelation of it. So let us bow our heads and we thank the Lord for that revelation, for this message, for truly it's everything to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a group of people that love the word with all their heart. There might be many things that we don't understand, we can't explain. And that reasoning comes up, but Lord, we just believe it unequivocally with everything. It is the absolute to us. We're doing exactly what you told us to do. We believe it from the depths of our heart. We know you're coming for our bride, Lord Jesus. And we believe that you said that rapturing in faith that we need, Lord. We believe it is in this message because you told us it is the very voice of God for this day. And you sent a prophet to call out a bride, to lead us to their Lord. Amen. And your Holy Spirit is leading us to follow our leader. He's pointing us that we're following him as he follows you. Amen. It's not a man. It's Jesus Christ in the man. Amen. We worship and we believe. You, we love you, Lord Jesus, for revealing yourself. You're wonderful, Lord. Come and be with us now, Lord. Meet every request. You've seen every need. You've read the prayer requests, the ones that are around the world on the hookup. If you've got a need in your heart, something you want from him, raise your hand to him and say, Lord, here I am. I have a need. You know what it is, Lord. Number one, Lord, is to be more like you, Lord. I want to be more like you, totally surrender to you, Lord. That's the desire of my heart. I want to be totally yielded, surrendered, Lord. Give me more revelation, Lord. Give me today more revelation of your word, Lord Jesus. He's here to give it to you. You believe it? Then receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Name above all names, beautiful.
Great thou art, Lord. How wonderful it is to feel your presence moving in and out. Lord, truly it's waves of glory you're breathing upon us, Lord. How our hearts are quickened when we hear the words and the quotes and things that Brother Joseph sang this afternoon, Lord. Lord, what a time that we're able to witness with our own eyes. Oh, how great thou art, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the revelation of all revelations, Lord. Father, to know that this is the voice of God to us, Lord. Amen. To know, Lord, that the prophet's words are true from the cradle up. Amen. To that there is no mistakes, Lord. To know that Father, it's you speaking through him, Father. We have that opportunity to hear the voice of God every day, Lord. Father, we love you. We don't have the words to express how we truly feel, except, Lord, it's nothing but the truth, Lord. We believe it with all of our hearts, Lord. Thank you for the anointing that's here today. Thank you for each one, Lord, that's little licks of fire that's here, Lord, and around the world gathered together, Father, and all the different countries and the states around the world, Lord, rallied around the honk of all honks, Lord. The one, Lord, we're swarming in where it's a revival, Lord. Truly, you're gathering your people together, Lord. And as Brother Joseph was saying, we're ready to get out of here, Lord. Father, give us what we have need of today, Lord. Father, draw us closer to you like never before. Father, we pray for more revelation like never before. May you sink it so deep in our hearts, Lord. Prepare, Lord, the bedding ground of our hearts as we hear this original seed, Lord, to just come down and take place, Father, and take deep root into our lives. Father, we love you with all of our hearts. We thank you for everything you're doing for us, Lord. Father, these requests and the hands that were raised and Father, the least to the greatest, you're truly the great God who knows all things, Lord. And Father, we come together as a body of Christ with our faith to know that whatever we ask in your name, that it'll be done, Father. We commit him to you, Lord. We ask you intervene, Father, and you just move on the scene for every need, Lord. And just help us today, Lord. Help us to hear this word like never before. Just may it become such a reality to us, Father. Lord, we just thank you once again. Lord, what a privileged people we are. Truly, how great thou art, Father. We love you and can't say thank you enough. Lord, we just want to worship you. Thank you again, Lord. In the precious name we ask all these things according to your perfect will. In the name that's above every name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. Blessed Redeemer,
this time we have some baby dedications, so if you at this time come forward, we'll enter in our dedication service. Let's sing, Bring Them In.
Oh, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
What's the name?
Azariah Samuel Locke.
Azariah Zachary. Ooh. Yeah. How are you? Oh. Okay, I ain't got the touch. There's mommy. Let's just bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, how great thou art, Lord. How we thank you for this little love gift that you've put into this home, Lord. Father, a little token of love that you've given to this family. And Lord, they've brought him here today, Lord, to place him into your hands, Lord. Father, for a life of service to you, that you'll just bless him and that you'll just be with him, Lord. And Father, to keep your angels around about him, Lord. In this wicked world that we live in, Lord, that we have nothing but you, Lord. So they brought him here to place him into your hands so that you'll watch him and protect him and keep him. We take him now and we place him into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. We dedicate him to you in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And Nathaniel Silas O'Dwyer.
Little Nathaniel O'Dwyer. God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Father, little Nathaniel, that Lord, Father is the mother and Father, come here, Lord. Father, wanting to thank you, Lord, for this little gift that you've given into their home, Lord. And they've brought him here, Lord, to place him back into your hands, Lord Jesus. For that they know they can't always be with him. They can't always be by his side. But Lord, we know that you'll always be by his side. You'll always watch him and you'll always protect him and you'll always be there, Lord. And so they've come in commandment of your word, Lord Jesus, to bring him and to place him into your hands. And Father, as I stand here, your unworthy servant, to represent your hands, Lord, I bring him to you, Lord. Place him into your hands for a life of service and dedication. May you bless and be with him, Lord. If there is a tomorrow, let this word burn inside of his heart, Lord Jesus. May you bless and be with the parents, Lord. May they always keep that word first in their home, Lord, and place that word before him. Now, Father, we place him into your hands for a life of service, dedication, watching, protecting, keep him in the center of your perfect will. Grant it, Lord. We ask it in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. How many's happy and excited to be here today? Amen. Truly, our God is so great. Amen. And how great is his word. Let's sing that little chorus. How great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me. Oh, how great is our God. The greatest one that
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much this morning. What an honor it is to be here with your people, Lord. Father, we just look at the world, the worldliness. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. We look at the politics, Lord, and we look at the church, and we look at the bride, Lord. We just thank you so much for this message that's been revealed to our hearts, Lord. Lord, how good you've been to us, Lord. We ask you to bless this tithe, these offerings for their purpose, Lord. Be with us and give us more revelation today, Lord. You said to ask and we shall receive, and this day the scripture is fulfilled. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word, for He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water. Save your cause. Oh, I will answer. Oh, and He calls for me, I will hear. And when the Savior calls, oh, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere. For my name, and I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. With my heart, oh, with my heart is right when He calls me, and if my heart is right, I will hear. And if my heart is right, oh, when He calls. Listening for my name, and I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name, and I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name, and if my robe is white, oh, and He calls me. My robe is white, I will hear. And if my robe is white, oh, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my, one more time. I'll be somewhere. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And in that city where the land is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care. I am where the Lamb is alive. And there's a country far beyond the starry sky. And there's a city where there never comes a night. And if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming, no night. And I've a mansion over there.
shines upon us now so bright. We'll be chains of clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the no night, and I've a mansion over there, and went free from golden care. I am going where the Lamb is alive, and there the flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. Amen. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive, in that city, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night, and I've a mansion over there, and when people come to the time where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when we from golden care, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Then let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where the cometh no night. I have a mansion over there, and when I am going there. Third verse. Flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night, and I've a mansion over there. I am going where the Lamb. Let's clap it to him. Amen. That's where we're headed. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. Just one more time with all your heart. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there. And when from calling him, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. What a reality that is. Just thinking of looking at each one of you, you turn to the right and the left, and we're going to be neighbors together. We're going to that city where the Lamb is alive. While we're on this journey, it's my prayer to draw closer to Him every single day. Or just turn my eyes upon Jesus. May the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things will grow strangely
Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we'll walk in this light. It's such a beautiful line. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. It's Jesus, the light of the world.
Let's just sweetly hum it to him.
Remain standing as we welcome Brother Branham to the pulpit. The same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west. And the same S-O-N of God that comes in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in flesh is the same S-O-N of God in the western hemisphere here. That's identifying himself amongst the church tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen. God bless you, our pastor, Brother Branham.